starting the week on a sad note because Jimmy Buffett died over the weekend.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So he was, of course, best known for his tropical rock music.
Is that what they call it? Tropical rock
apparently is what they call
yacht
it.
Yacht rock. Tropical rock. Okay.
Tropical rock, yeah. Which often portrays a lifestyle described as island escapism.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. So he was born on Christmas Day, 1946, in Pascagoula, Mississippi, and spent part of his childhood in Mobile and Fairhope, Alabama.
Okay.
As a child, he was exposed to sailing. His grandfather was a steamship captain, and his father was a marine engineer and sailor, and these experiences later influenced his music. So he was taught how to play guitar in college by a fraternity brother to, quote, garner attention from girls.
Yeah, what a guy.
After graduating in 1969, he moved to New Orleans and often held street performances for tourists on Decatur Street and played for drunken crowds in a nightclub on Bourbon Street.
I guess that attracting the women thing didn't work out so well. You're playing for
In 1970, he moved crowds. To Nashville to further his country music career while working as a journalist for Billboard magazine. Where he was the first writer to report that the bluegrass duo Flat and Scruggs had disbanded. He broke that news.
Flat and Scruggs?
Flat and Scruggs. Disbanding.
So sad to hear that.
He released his first album, which was a country-tinged folk rock record called Down to Earth, in August of 1970, and it sold 324 copies.
That's not many at all.
He moved to Key West in 1972, forming his Coral Reefer Band in 1975.
Oh, I see what you did
that
there.
Same year, they opened for the Eagles and started developing their following. In January of 1977, he released Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes, which featured his breakthrough hit song, Margaritaville. Buffett claims that he wrote most of that song in 6 minutes.
6 minutes? It's almost in real time.
Yeah. Ironically, while it attempts to negatively portray tourists in Key West, it led to an increase in tourism in that city.
Is that irony?
I think so.
That's irony.
The song reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and was Buffett's highest charting solo single. Of the over 30 albums released by Buffett, 8 are certified gold and 9 are certified platinum or multi-platinum. And in total, he sold over 20 million albums.
He doesn't play around.
Yeah. So his devoted fan base are known as parrot heads, with parakeets used for younger fans or children parrot heads.
Yeah.
At a 1985 concert in Cincinnati, Ohio, Buffett commented about everyone wearing Hawaiian shirts and parrot hats and how they kept coming back to see his shows just like deadheads. So a member of his Coral Reefer Band coined the term parrot head to describe them.
I never put that together. That makes sense.
So in 1989, the first Parrot Head Club was founded in Atlanta. The annual Meeting of the Minds in Key West, Florida, is a 5-day festival that attracts approximately 5,000 parrot heads. Wow. I bet more this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll be huge.
So Buffett also portrayed or parlayed the island escapism lifestyle of his music into several business ventures, including Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville restaurant chain and ventures in hotels, casinos, liquor, and retirement communities. He had a Margaritaville retirement communities.
My man.
Yeah, he really, really used that.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He was one of the world's richest musicians with a net worth of $1 billion thanks to all those business ventures.
That's amazing.
He was also a best-selling author. He wrote 3 books, all of which placed on the New York Times bestseller list.
Wow.
And he also co-wrote 2 children's books with his oldest daughter.
Really?
Yeah. In 1981, Buffett formed the Save the Manatee Club with Florida Governor Bob Graham. Buffett was also a major donor to the Gulf Specimen Marine Laboratory. He enjoyed playing for U.S. troops and also performed at several hurricane relief concerts.
Oh, good guy, yeah.
And just this year, a species of crustacean, which was discovered in the Florida Keys, was named after him.
Oh, so flattering.
The Nathia Jimmy Buffetti is what that's called.
Jimmy Buffetti. They made him Italian.
The scientists, I guess, were big Jimmy Buffett fans. And he was found in Key West. So why not name it after him?
Perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was due to release his 30th studio album, Equal Strain on All Parts, in late 2023. Buffett got the idea for the album title from his grandfather's description of a nap. Equal Strain on All Parts.
A nap?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Buffett performed his final full concert in San Diego on May 6th of this year. He made two further concert appearances as an unannounced guest at concerts by the Coral Reefer Band in New York on June 11th and Rhode Island on July 2nd, and that was his final live performance.
Wow.
Yeah. So Buffett died on September 1st at age 76 in his home in Sag Harbor, New York, due to complications from Merkel cell carcinoma, a rare and aggressive skin cancer with which he had been diagnosed 4 years earlier.
And you said that, that kind of cancer is so rare. It only afflicts
three out of a million? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really rare. Oh, well, so sad.
Very sad. What a career, though. You picked out a record to go along with Jimmy Buffett, did you?
Yes, we're going to play his song Come Monday.
Ah, on Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
That feels like a Monday.
It does.
All right, Sarah, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
The one, the only, Jimmy Buffett, Come Monday on Legends 102.7. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
Because he sadly died on September 1st.
Yeah, very sad.
Over the weekend, yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go!
All right, Jimmy Buffett sold over 20 million albums.
Buffett was one of the world's richest musicians with a net worth of $1 billion.
And there's now a species of crustacean native to Key West named after him.
And the name once again is?
It is, wait for it, Nathia Jimmy Buffetti.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffetti. Jimmy Buffetti.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty great.
All right, folks.
I think that's how you know you've made it, is when they start naming animals after
crustaceans
you.
After
yeah,
you.
Anything.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Folks want to learn more about Jimmy Buffett, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog.
Yes.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
You know, a lot of people would kill for a number one record.
Mm-hmm.
He got a number eight record and just parlayed that into casinos, to cruise ships named after him.
Retirement community.
I mean, he really took that number eight song.
Sure did.
Yeah. Well, good for him. He was doing something a little bit different than everybody else, and people... I like that vibe, that relaxation, that beach kind
Absolutely.
Of vibe to it. Very cool. All right, that's it. Back tomorrow, fresh episode at 4:10.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it already, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Jackson's on the way. We'll do some Carly Simon in just a few minutes. Oh, and we're gearing up for the legendary drive at 5. Something you want to hear? You can find us 222-4000 by phone and by text.